study published this week has found that children's muscles resist fatigue in a way quite similar to the muscles of elite athletes, which explains why they may seem to have never-ending energy and bounce around all the time. We're joined now by Professor Tony Blazevich, Professor of Biomechanics in the School of Medical and Health Sciences at Edith Cowan University, to talk a little bit more about the findings. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So, how do you even go about measuring something like this, short of, you know, removing the muscles from kids' arms and athletes' arms and kind of comparing them?
Well, the good thing is that we can measure things like the air they breathe and the forces that they produce, and we can infer a lot about what's going on inside the body, the physiology that underpins it. So we used two different types of cycling tests and measured the air that they breathed in and out, and we measured some things in the blood, and we were able to understand how they perform and how they use energy to do that performance.
And so, you know, how does this work? So what is some of the like kind of main findings of the research?
All right, so what we had already evidence that children, when they perform sort of high intensity bouts of exercise, they actually don't fatigue as rapidly as us adults. And we'd already seen, of course, that elite athletes also don't fatigue like us. And we thought it might be a very interesting comparison. How close are kids to elite endurance athletes? And so we gave them two different cycling tests, one where we simply try to understand the energy systems that they use, and it's just a test that gets harder and harder until they fail. But the most important test was a 30-second all-out cycle sprint. And during that, we measured some blood stuff, we measured their breathing, and we measured how they recover after that 30-second all-out cycle sprint. And the main findings, of course, as you already know, are that the kids really don't fatigue that rapidly over that 30-second bout, certainly not like adults, and the amount of fatigue was about the same as an elite athlete. But when we also measured their recovery, so how quickly the heart rate comes back to normal, the oxygen use comes back to normal, and a few things in the blood, it looked like the kids recover as fast, and in some of those variables, even faster than the elite endurance athletes. And we think that's why they can sort of run, stop, and eventually, you know, grind us into the ground.
So something that's mentioned a lot in the study is slow twitch muscle fiber. Can you tell us what that is and how it kind of relates to recovery?
Yeah, so in our muscles, we have muscle fibers that generate forces, and of course, there are different versions of these. And most people are aware of this term fast and slow twitch fiber. It's probably in science not the perfect term, but you know, generally you'd expect that these slower twitch fibers, which may not produce the rapid forces for sprinting, but can produce forces over long periods of time without significant fatigue. These are the ones we use to cycle a long distance or run a marathon, walk around in a daily life. The fast twitch fibers are the ones that allow us to sprint fast, but they tend to fatigue very, very quickly. And it turns out that kids, just like endurance athletes, tend to have a higher proportion of those less fatiguing, slow twitch type fibers. So they can produce, maybe they don't produce the power outputs of us, but they can certainly go, and then they can also recover because those fibers recover very quickly.
So obviously, when we age, we don't only lose the innocence of our youth, but we also lose something in this magical muscle, you know, fiber that we're talking about. Where does it go? What happens to it as we age?
Well, we don't know exactly why or how this occurs, but it seems like once we hit adolescence, so, you know, in those sort of teenage and late teenage years, the muscle tends to shift in the proteins that it makes. And when it makes these newer proteins, we get more and more fast twitch fibers, fewer of the slow twitch fibers. And therefore, just because of that, we lose a lot of this sort of aerobic ability, this ability to generate lots and lots of energy without so much fatigue, but using a lot of oxygen. And that's got to do with parts of those muscle fibers. There are enzymes that convert the energy, and once we lose some of that slow twitch ability, we lose the ability to generate energy simply and without fatigue.
It's one of those things that sounds like it's quite a lot of, you know, potential for further investigation. Where are you planning to go next with this research and your investigation?
Well, of course, the first port of call is that we had to limit the number of subjects that we brought into the lab. Obviously, time and cost precludes a lot of research.
Yes.
So we've done this in males at the moment, and we have no reason to believe that this would be any different for girls or women. But of course, we'd like to test that explicitly. But the other thing is here is that we want to, we've noticed, of course, in the data that even though a lot of children are becoming obese at a very young age, a lot of the what we call obesity-related diseases, such as, you know, cardiovascular disease, you know, heart attack, diabetes, and these sorts of things, they still seem to be incredibly rare in children. And then this sort of predominance for early onset really occurs in the teenage years or early 20s, which just by chance seems to line up very closely with when the muscle changes occur. So I think in the future it'll be really interesting to look at whether there's a relationship, a causative effect here, and whether we can keep young muscles as we age.
It's something people are probably very interested in hearing about and looking forward to, you know, finding out the results of your further investigations. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Tony, to talk about it.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Cheers.